Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Okay. Huh? I know it. But them boys, they play games, both of them. Huh?
Amen, Sister Sonia. How you doing? Amen. Doing blessed, Dr. Hunter. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, teacher. I'm blessed. So good to your voice. A few problems with that computer. Sometime when the lines get all stuffed up, it happens. But tonight that God has a word for us. And I believe God's put it in your heart to give to us. So I'm going to listen,
amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this time. We surrender all to you.
Thank
Lord.
You, Father.
We lay down our desires. We lay down and deny ourselves
clear,
and pick up our call. And we follow you, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, we say, have your way. Speak through
have
our vocal cords. Think through our minds. Let it be all of you and none of us. We bind every work of the enemy that tries to come against us right now.
Right
we
now.
We clear our minds and our hearts.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
To receive your word.
I command
and
the enemy
all our cares on you, our burdens on you. And we say, speak, Lord God. Speak to your people tonight.
Jesus.
Speak to us, oh God.
Speak, Lord.
So with your servants listen. And we thank you, Lord God, in advance. We thank you
thank
for your
you.
Precious spirit. We thank you for your spirit flowing
you.
Uninterrupted, unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. And we praise you in advance for this word in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Hunter. And all
yes.
those on the line, we're going to finish up this November with
okay.
John 14. I
John.
Can't leave November without hitting it one more time.
Okay.
John chapter 14. And, you know, we have a lot of reasons to be thankful tonight.
Amen.
You know, we have a lot of reasons to thank God for the breath in our body, for the
Amen.
Activity in our limbs. And we have great and many reasons, plenty of reasons to thank God.
Oh, to thank
Father,
God.
We just thank. Say thank you tonight. Thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you
hallelujah.
For your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness.
Thank you.
Thank you for thank your salvation. Thank you for your healing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your protection.
Thank you.
Thank you for your blessings of this radio station. Thank you for all
thank
the
you.
Call in tonight. Thank you for your word going forward.
Thank
the
you.
Power. Thank
power.
You for miracle signs
thank
and wonders. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for removing every burden and destroying every
thank
yoke
you.
Because of your anointing. Thank you for it, Lord God.
Thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're expecting you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God. Thank you in advance. Thank you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. We receive it, Lord. We receive it. Verse 1 says in chapter John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
My
in
Lord.
My Father's house are many mansions. And I'm going to take my time tonight, Dr. Hunter.
Take
if
your time.
Not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. You know, this verse 2, you know, Jesus, when he starts out, he tells us, you know, it's a, you know, a lot of time we deal with a heart problem, heart trouble in this world.
Uh-huh.
And he tells us, let not your heart be troubled, because I have everything taken care of.
Amen.
He's got each and every intricate detail of our life taken care of. He knows the beginning from, he knows the end from the beginning.
From the beginning. Praise
he
you.
Is the Alpha and the Omega. He is omnipresent, omniscient. He already knows the issues, and he has everything that we have need of already taken care of. He already knows what's going on. He already knew what we were going to do today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He already knows. And, you know, we have a reason to thank God for that, because he is in control of our life when we put our belief in him and we trust him all the way and go all the way with him. And he's still in control. He's in control of this world. We're just free moral agents. We can make our own choices. But God is an awesome God. And he starts out verse 14 saying, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And that's our future locked up right there. We don't have any reason to be hopeless. There's no reason we should be trying to find a piece of rope to hang ourselves or shoot ourselves through the mouth. We have every reason to be hopeful. He has a plan for our life, plan of good and not of evil, to give us a hope and a future. Our future is taken care of. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the word says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And he's telling us in verse 2 that he go to prepare a place for us. And that if he go and prepare a place for us, verse 3, he will come again and receive us unto himself. And where he is, there we may be also. And in this verse 2 and 3, he is telling us clearly the place to which Jesus was returning to prepare a place for his followers. God's eternal home has many mansions. You know, we are members. When we give our life to Christ, we are members of the household of God.
Amen.
And one day, amen, one day, we will be transferred to that eternal home with God.
Yes.
Now, that's your future locked up.
That's
what we
right.
got to worry about. We don't have nothing to worry about. We know where we're going.
Hell.
And he will come again. He will come again. He said, I will come again. As surely as Christ went to heaven, he will return to take his followers to the place prepared for them.
Yes.
And this is the hope that the Christians were having when they looked up and saw him leave a long time ago. And this is the hope we have today. We have
That's
the
it.
Same hope. The ultimate That's purpose same. Of the Lord's return is that his faithful people may be with him forever.
Forever.
The words receive you unto myself, refer to the rapture. When all followers of Christ, those who are alive at the time, as well as those who already died, should be caught up together. And the Bible clearly breaks all this down. We'll be caught up together in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's coming for
Good
his faithful followers. Will enable us to escape. We will be escaping the future hours of the trial and judgment that will come upon the world in the end times.
Yes.
We won't be partaking in any of that. The expectation of his glorious and eternal reunion should be a comfort. This right here should comfort us and let us know we don't have to sit around and try to worry about our future or where we're going to go when this life is over.
Talk, sister.
When this life is over, we go on into eternal life. But see, there's also eternal death that's going to go on for those that have not believed. That lake of fire is waiting on all unbelievers. And that's why it's so important tonight to make that decision for your life to choose Christ. Because that will cut out a lot of issues in your life. You don't have to worry about what am I here for. Well, you're here to have a relationship with your Heavenly Father. And you're here to do his will, let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It answers all of our questions of life, and it gives us the peace that we've been looking for. And that's why I wanted to go over this chapter again. I just couldn't leave November without hitting it again. As we continue, you know, when we get down here, we continue with verse 4, it says, and whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas, his disciple, said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This statement, folks get upset with you over. Because they want to know that there's many ways. There's not many ways.
There's only
Jesus
one way.
Jesus is the way.
Amen.
He is not simply one among many ways. He is the only way to God the Father. No one other than God's perfect Son could have paid the full price for our offenses against God. When we sin, that is against God. And Jesus opened the way for a renewed relationship. He reconciled us to God.
Amen. Praise Him.
Amen. Amen. This is the only way. Jesus is the only way. He is the only way. And He is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but through Him. That's just the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
He is absolute truth. He's total, definite, unconditional, unchangeable, conclusive, and universal. He is true for all people in all situations. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Because there's a lot of things that you don't get depending on what your color is, your ethnic background. No, Jesus is for all people.
Yes.
In all situations. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is life. The true and lasting spiritual life available only through His life, death, and resurrection. His perfect life provides the only permanent and enduring sacrifice for our sins against God. His life, the life of Christ. Those who accept His life and sacrifice for themselves willingly yield their lives to His leadership, receive forgiveness of sin, and eternal life with Christ. See, that's something, you know, that's something that you can step out and do tonight. If you're not born again on this radio, you can accept the life of Christ. Because He died on the cross. He gave up His life. He died for all sins, past, present, and future, for everybody.
My God.
And you can accept that life tonight, that sacrifice for yourself.
Yes.
And then when you do that, and when you do that believing, you willingly yield your life to His leadership, because you can really stand up and declare without any blinking that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And receive His forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, when there's a heartfelt, true decision to let Christ be the head of your life, He sees that in your heart, not with your mouth. But we do confess in our heart. We do confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. But God is looking at your heart.
Yes.
And what you believe in. Yeah, you move in your mouth and confess Him, but He's looking at that heart, whether you believe in or not. Believe in your heart tonight of what Jesus has done for you. He's given you this newness of life.
Yes.
And no matter where you are and in what kind of situation you're in, you can have a new life. That's exactly what that is. That is exactly what that is. And we praise God for that. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to jump down to verse 12.
Okay.
The distilling of John chapter 14, verse 12, where he starts to say, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." This is the first time I've ever seen these scriptures like this tonight. They are linked together specifically. First, Jesus is talking about doing greater, that who believes in me, he who believes in me, will do greater works. And then he goes to, "And whosoever shall ask in my name, that will I do." "And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." I'm going to take a little time here.
Take your time.
"As a greater work, Jesus desired that his followers continue to do the works that he did. The greater works include spreading his message, leading people to faith in Christ, mm-hmm. and performing miracles as Jesus did.
My God.
Through Jesus' followers, an even greater number of people would come to Christ and receive new life, healing, and supernatural help. The
yes.
greater works would not happen because of the disciples' own effort or spirituality. Their work would still be Jesus' work, done only
yes.
in the power of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus would send once he returned to the Father.
My God.
But Jesus' followers could then pray in his name. Here we go down to the next verse. Pray in his name, and God will respond in powerful ways through his Spirit. As a result, the disciples' works would be greater in number and scope as Christ's message and power continued to reach people throughout the world.
My
We're
God.
Talking about asking in my name. You know, a lot of people will say a lot of things, and they'll say, well, Jesus said, ask in my name. But wait a minute now. We got to look at this purpose. You know, purpose is a key thing as we look at this. You know, we're talking about completing the works that Jesus did. That is the key to it. The works that do shall he do also, and greater works.
That's what he says.
So ask in my name, asking for something in Jesus' name, and being completely aware of who he is and what he is capable of doing and what his purposes are.
Mm-hmm.
It means acting as his representative with his power and authority. And that goes right into us being ambassadors of Christ.
Yes.
Ambassadors of Christ. You know, our ambassador, when he is in another country, he acts or she acts as the president would act. They are
yes.
a direct. They are acting in the authority and the power of the president in that land. We're down here. We're pilgrims. This is not our land. We are citizens of heaven.
Yeah.
We're ambassadors, but we are supposed to be asking with his purpose in mind, as the ambassador would. The ambassador just don't go off and do all kind of things. He or she operates under that specific authority.
Yes.
And under that specific purposes of whoever the ambassadors are. And
My
us
God.
As ambassadors of Christ, our authority go from this word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Of what Jesus was doing. See, we cannot run off on our own agendas and motives and talk about it in Jesus' name. That's not going to work for us.
No.
It's just not going to work. We have to, when we're doing this, we are operating as the ambassador of Christ.
Yes.
We're operating in that his power and authority, and whatever we are doing has to be along with his purpose, period.
Amen.
For this reason, our prayers in Jesus' name must reflect Jesus' character and be consistent with his desires and purposes.
Yes.
Demonstrate faith in him and his authority, and we must reveal a sincere desire to honor both the Father and the Son.
Mm.
Prayers offered with this attitude and awareness will build faith and provide peace that God is in control and will do what is best for us. Jesus will answer any prayer that he would have prayed himself. Now, that's a good check mark for us right there.
Right there.
When you're sitting up here doing all this praying, are you praying about this lustful stuff? Are you praying about what your motives call for? Are you praying about something to squander on yourself? We need to just look at ourselves, you know? And, I mean, this word hit me first when I'm not talking about everybody else. I'm included in this, real. I'm way mm-hmm. deep in this one. You know, we need to look at ourselves.
Amen.
You know, what is our motive? What are we asking for?
Is this promoting
the kingdom of God? Is this promoting going into all the world preaching the gospel and doing the things that God has called us to do?
My God.
As ambassadors of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. So
thank you, Lord.
As we move on along here, verse 15 says, and if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter,
that
he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwell with you, and shall be in you. And verse 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also.
So,
at that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandment and keep them, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
My God.
Amen.
My God, my God.
Amen. And you know, Jesus would not leave us comfortless. He's got everything covered. As we first talked about, he knows the end from the beginning. He has our life covered with intricate details.
Yes.
And he has the plan. And he knows the plan that he has for us, plan of good and not of evil, to give us a hope and a future. Jesus started out giving us this hope in verse 1 and 2. Let not your heart be troubled. And he tells us, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He comes down to tell us that he's the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
And then he comes to tell us how we go about doing these things, that we would do greater works, and we would do these things as we follow his program. And we represent him on this earth as ambassadors of Christ, and we will operate in his power and his authority and doing his purpose and his will. And now it comes to him telling us that we are not alone here.
Yeah.
That we have, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and he's given us his Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the paraclete, as it's called in the Greek word, the one called alongside. He's given us that truth, the Spirit of truth, to lead and guide us to all truth. And Jesus is our helper and intercessor, and that paraclete, the advocate who pleads our case and represents us in heaven. You know, and Jesus is up there in heaven representing us, while the Holy Spirit is our helper and intercessor on earth.
Oh,
so he's
God.
Got us, he's interceding for us there, and then he's got the helper here, the Spirit of truth, right here beside us. And Jesus has given us everything that we need to move throughout this earth until he comes to get us in that basket and go to that place that he prepared for. And he continues to tell us, let not your heart be troubled. Mm. I'm going to jump down to verse 27 right now.
All right.
Where Jesus is telling us, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Again, my God.
Woo. He started out like that, and he's ending the chapter like that. But in the middle, he gave us the way, the truth, and the life. He's talked to us about our purpose.
Yes.
He's talked, you know, people ask, well, what am I here for? He's talked to us about that. He's given us hope, and this is a real hope. This is not a hope where you just, you know, you got a momentary hope, because that's what the world does. He said, my peace I give, not as the world give. The world can give you something temporary that's going to fade away or counterfeit. You might have a little hope for a moment, but that hope ain't going to last. That peace will not last, because the world, the way they make peace is fleeting. They're making guns at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're making guns for war, and peace is not stable. You know, their definition of peace is the absence of war. We can have peace in the middle of war. The peace of Jesus transcends everything.
My God.
We thank God for that. We have a hope. We have a future. And that's the point tonight. You don't have to live hopeless. You don't have to live without purpose. You don't have to live without not knowing what your future holds or where do I go when this mm-hmm. life is over. God has addressed all of that. He's told us that he's going to prepare a place for us and that he's coming back to get us. He's told us that I've given you the power and authority.
That's right, he did.
And all the power of the enemy. He's told us that. He's told us, he's given us the great commission to go into all the world to preach the gospel. He's told us that to let his will be done.
Yes.
Yes. Laying down our life, we gain our life. We don't have to struggle and get in these rat races that people are in, you know, on the job and network and all that. We don't have to go through all that the world's way. We don't have to get the hook up or find a coat string to hang on. We've got the Almighty God. We've got great Jehovah.
Yes.
Is our connection. Our Heavenly Father own the cattle on a thousand hills. The silver and the gold is here.
Huh?
Yeah, we don't have to try to operate in the world's way of doing things. And I thank God for it because it's a rat race, and I don't want to be one of them rats. We don't have to be a rat tonight.
He didn't call
us to live our life like that. That's not a fulfilling life. You know, you see a lot of people with money and material things committing suicide because they don't have any peace. They don't have hope. They're hopeless. And Jesus. God has given us a hope. He's given us a way out. And the way is him. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. That's where we're going to find our life. It's Jesus Christ. That's where we're going to find the truth. Everybody's looking for truth.
Yes.
He is the truth.
Yes.
He is the way. He is the only way. God for it.
Amen.
You know, when you listen to a lot of other people from different religions, they can't tell you where they're going when they die.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell you. And you know, when I look at them, I say, I can tell you. I'm going to have eternal life. And that's what the Bible says. You know, all these other religions, they kind of dance around that issue. They don't really address it. But Jesus is very direct. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but through me.
That's it.
And then he's given us all authority to trample on the serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm us. He's given us power over the enemy because he gained that power over the enemy. He defeated the power of the enemy.
Yes.
And you know what I like so much about this teaching is we got to know who Jesus is. You know, as believers, sometimes we don't understand who he is and what he has done. And everybody, you know, we all know where we are with that, but we have to get back into this and understand who Jesus is and what he's done for us. We need to believe that because that's what we're supposed to be operating in, and we will see those greater works.
Amen.
You know, just praying to Jesus and praying in, excuse me, not praying to Jesus, but praying to the Father in Jesus' name,
and
he will do it, means that we are focused, that our focus is on his purpose. Our focus ain't on, it can't be on our purpose and our agenda. It's got to be on the purpose of the Almighty God.
Amen.
You know, we're not here three more agents. No, we can't freelance it here. This is about Jesus and about what God has done for us with his only begotten son.
Yes.
You know, that's where we find our true life is in giving our life to God. Laying down our foolish desires because all our desires are just foolish and selfish.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
But laying down our life is where we gain it.
Yes, that's when we gain it. That's when we gain it. Preach it.
You know, and the world teaches us, the enemy infiltrates the church and teaches us that we need to hold on to our life. You know, we need to hold on to these things. No, that's not it. You don't gain it like that.
No.
We have to surrender ourselves. It's a surrendered life that God is looking for. And he will use us for his glory. He just laid it out in chapter 14.
He did.
It's just laid out from beginning to end. We don't have any reason to have a troubled heart.
No.
We need to let not our hearts be troubled, because we're not putting our belief in the government check coming at the first of the month. We're not putting our belief in these checks on the job or the network on the job. And I was just talking to one of my colleagues today, and I said, you see what they'll do if you start believing in them. They're ready to throw you under the bus. They're back there talking about you right now. They're back there backstabbing you right now. They're back there saying why you useless and you no good. People just, you know, they operate like that in the world. That's some of the tricks to get up the ladder. But you know what? I ain't on the ladder. I threw my ladder down. I burned that ladder up. That ladder. We're going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to put our trust in God.
Yes.
Because, you know, that has us covered from A to Z. People will change like the wind blowing. And they'll go with whoever is on the top there.
Yes.
Whatever they're saying or whatever advantage they can get, and they will just look at you and lie right in your face with no remorse. And that's why you got to pray for them, but you can't put your trust in them.
No.
You cannot trust the government as far as being your savior. You can't trust these checks coming in as being your savior, because some, you know, they'll give you a pink slip without even flinching about it.
I know.
So the faces are laying off and all these type of things are going on. Our trust has to be in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's why Jesus is saying to us, my peace I give, not as the world gives.
Nothing but foolishness.
Yep. You got to take that peace of Christ tonight. And that, and taking that peace of Christ, you can rest, because he told us to rest like that. He's asked us to enter into his rest.
Yes.
And see, that's what the believer has to do. We have to enter into that rest.
Yes.
And if you're an unbeliever on the radio tonight, this rest is for you. Jesus died on the cross that you could have this rest. He has reconciled us back to God. He died for our sins, past, present, and future. God loves us.
Yes.
He loves us so much, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes.
And it is about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that. It's about the love that God has for us. And if it wasn't, Jesus wouldn't be talking about it so much. He talked about it so much. It's about this love. And if we would understand this love that God has for us, he gave it all. He was the one up on that cross.
Yes.
There wasn't no angel up on that cross.
No.
He did a work that was that included everything.
Everything.
It included, he was bruised for our iniquity, for our sin. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
We're healed.
And then he said, greater works will you do.
Greater works.
He said, verily, verily. He wants you to really pay attention to that.
Yes, surely.
Yes, greater works will you do.
My God.
We are his ambassadors. He has given us that authority, that power, to walk in his authority, his power on this earth. To do these works that he did. He said, believers will speak in new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes.
Well, these are the things that's supposed to be happening.
Yeah.
And we have to have that understanding that just a deep understanding of who Jesus is and his purpose.
Yes.
He came for a specific purpose, and he stayed the course and he kept his focus. He was not distracted at all.
My God.
And we can live just like that.
My God, my God.
Praise we are his ambassadors.
Yes,
supposed to do what he did, like he said, greater works will you do. That's what an ambassador does. He goes over in another country, and we're citizens of heaven. We down here in this country, the world country. And we are to do what our king said do. And we are to represent that king here.
My God.
And he, see, when the ambassadors go, they are empowered with everything to do whatever that authority sent them there to do. They're empowered with everything. They're empowered with every bit of material things they need. They're empowered with everything they need, you know, in their offices and everything to operate. Like our ambassadors, they go over to other countries. They're empowered with everything that President Obama is empowered with to do in those different countries. And we are empowered with everything that King of Kings and the Lord of Lords have empowered us down here to do. Greater works.
Greater works.
Amen.
Greater works. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we got to tell you that you have blessed us. You give me to say having this confidence. Have confidence in the word. Let not your heart be troubled. Have confidence. Have confidence. And the more you're teaching, the more power that God gives you. Amen. But I just want to pray. We got some people on the line. I'm trying to get them up. They won't come. So I want to just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving this night. Believe it for those that know not Jesus, but we call them from darkness to light, that they might come to understand that there is hope in what they have heard this night. I pray, Father, for somebody that's walking in darkness, but they will see the light. I pray for some woman, some man, some boy out there that don't know Jesus Christ, fooling around with these different gods, messing with this strange witchcraft, doing lying and committing adultery, and all of the things that are not of God. But Father, we just thank you because you're giving us the time to go out as ambassadors, spread the word. We ask you tonight in Jesus Christ's name that you will grant us with the full anointing. We can break the chains of darkness. We can tear down the walls of stupidity. We can elevate ignorance. We can bring intelligence to the person. The intelligentsia of the word of Jesus Christ. I am he who was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. And then, Father, because you've given us this opportunity, I want to thank you for letting us have this radio station. It's your radio station. We thank you for allowing us to come on here and do what you called to do. We want to thank you that we reach the world and we go around the world. Let your word be full of fire. Let your word be invoked. And the truth. And let somebody hear tonight. Let somebody hear. Don't depend on the government. Don't look to the government. Believe and come to Jesus Christ. It's a process. Jesus said, I will in no wise turn you away. I'm a living witness. He didn't turn me away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He didn't turn me away. But it cost me everything. It cost me everything. Everything. You name it, I had to give it to Jesus. And each day I live, I always say this, and I pray somebody out there live, but the kingdom of God live within me, and I crucify my body daily. I crucify my body daily. Jesus said, if you don't crucify, you can't walk with him. I want to do the greater work, Father, in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for Sonia. I want to thank you for her children. Thank you for what she's doing. Somebody's heart, she's touched today. And somebody's heard the word tonight. May the truth flow. In Jesus' name. And tonight we just said thank you. We love you. And we adore you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Last words. Sonia.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is he's faithful, and we give him the glory for his word tonight.
Amen. Well, I want to thank God for you being on us, so God bless you. See you next Monday night, okay?
Okay. Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
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 D63H03, Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health. The ninth through the tenth verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles 30:20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings 20:5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13-14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians 1:12-14. And then chapter 2:10-15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26, thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10, the days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16, thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17, why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22, thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side.